Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
You're listening to Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason in on this Friday morning. Let's take a quick look at the weather forecast. Coming up for the day, increasing clouds, a high of just 48 degrees today. It'll be calm out there for the winds at 5 to 7 miles an hour. And then tonight, rain likely before 4 a.m. That rain will actually probably turn to snow. Cloudy with a low of 34 degrees, an east wind at 7 to 14 tonight, gusting to 20. Chance of precip is 70%. Little or no snow accumulation actually is expected overnight. However, tomorrow during the day, rain and snow becoming all snow after 11 a.m. Temperatures rising to about 36 degrees by 8, and then turning around and going back down during the day to 27. Breezy southwest winds at 7 to 12 miles an hour, turning to the northwest at 20 to 25, and that's how we'll drop our temperatures and keep the snow around. Winds gusting to 38. Chance of precipitation during the day Saturday, 90%. New snow accumulation, just less than half an inch is possible. So keep an eye out on the weather forecast. Of course, it's going to be very cold on Saturday evening, down to 16 degrees. Get yourself and your animals all protected. Let's take a look at the numbers in Chicago at this hour. CME Group December corn is a penny and a half higher at 365 and a half. The March at 371 and a quarter, up one. The May at 376 and a half, three quarters higher. July corn at $3.82, up one and a quarter. And next year's December a half higher, 392 and a quarter. January beans are down a quarter. The March off three quarters, May down three quarters, July down a half, next year's November up a quarter. That January contract, by the way, trading at 8.59 and a half. Bean meal at 287.40 is up 80 cents. Bean oil down 2 cents. It's at 27.53. Soft red winter wheat down half a cent in the lead option December. July is unchanged at $4.98. July harvest month hard red at 4.93 and a half is down 3 and a quarter. Feeder cattle are up $1.90 in the January at $164.35. December live cattle at $130.52 and a half, or 62 and a half higher, and lean hogs at $57.12 and a half are $1.72 and a half higher. On the phone line this morning, actually on the Skype line this morning, is Mike Zuzulo. He's at Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning to you, Mike.
Good morning, Todd. We're just a few days away from that Farm Assets Conference, and guess what? We've been able to secure another Christmas Story leg lamp for
no
rattling.
Way.
Yes, yes. Aww. Christmas Story leg lamp. Several raffle prizes coming out. It's going to be a big thing.
It will be a big thing. Actually, that's just one of a whole bunch of raffle prizes that will be there. So there's a whole bunch of booth spaces, more than we've ever had at any event, I think, in anywhere before. I think there are 21 or 23 booths total. And we'll have close to 270 in the room. If you haven't bought your tickets yet, you can get there too. 800-898-1065 or farmassetsconference.com. Should be a great day, Mike. I'm looking to having you in and on the soybean panel in the afternoon next week on Tuesday.
Yes, that'll be a really nice time, and I think it's a really good time of the year to talk about these soybeans, because we're right in between the post-planting in South America and right up against the weather market. And I think this meeting in late November will become a really good benchmark against the February meeting that we have in Covington. And I think it's a really nice thing you're doing, and I hope we have a really good attendance.
Oh, we do. And for those who are interested, because oddly enough, and I love this fact, I do get calls, and maybe you do too as well, people that March meeting, about the March meeting, because they travel so much in the wintertime, they want to make sure they're around for it. So it is Tuesday, March 8th. You can put that one on your calendar. But this is, we kind of bracket the beginning and the end of the meeting season now. And I like that fact. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about soybeans, because we will and have been getting ready to turn our attention to what's happened in South America. We know that they had some problems getting their beans in the ground. Mostly they were waiting for rainfall. However, they have now gotten it, and now they're in the midst of the growing season. Still, their planting season runs a really long time. They'll still be planting as well. What do we know about what that crop looks like at this point?
Well, the big thing that happened this week that I'll be hitting upon, I'm sure Bill and Wayne will be hitting upon as well, is the idea that we were under the perception that we would have lower bean acres because of the weather being so dry in center west Brazil. And if not much lower acres, it would be just up slightly. And at the very least, conservatively saying, the slowing planting pace would create a negative environment for getting that second crop corn, that safrina crop corn in the center west areas of Brazil. But this week, Todd, there was some talk and dialogue and even some private trade guesses coming out that not only would we see larger bean acres in Brazil as a whole, but also larger corn acres. And I think that did catch the market by surprise. I'm not participating in that mindset yet. There is still plenty of rain that needs to be had in that center west area. The weather models, both the American and the European, are laying down about 2-inch rains in center west Brazil over the next 10 days. If we would get those, then I think you would be able to secure more bean acres, but I don't know if you would really increase the corn acres more than planned. I think the other thing that we'll probably need to talk about, not just this week, but also as we talk about the upcoming January report, is the new crop bean acres and how that plays with the currencies. And one of the things that we keep an eye on is that dollar real spread and that currency spread between the two currencies. And it's getting pretty long in the tooth as far as I'm concerned when it comes to the stronger dollar against the real. And in fact, Brazil just announced yesterday that their inflation is at a 12-year high at this point because of their currency weakness. So I think the monetary policy and the fiscal policy down there is going to have to be shifted so that they contain their inflation. That would mean a stronger currency, which could mean a better bean market for us up here as we go into the wintertime. So lots to discuss because we do have an over 400 million bushel carryover. And historically, when you get over 400 million bushel carryover in the United States, it's real tough to get above $10 in bean futures.
And then your take on the corn market for this point?
Big day today, I think, for the corn, because we have been able to keep the dollar hinged in a trading range since the Federal Reserve Wednesday. We have also been able to keep the crude oil from going below $40 a barrel, and that seems to be what the market is really looking at, especially given that we had marketing year highs in corn export sales and Milo export sales, and we had the big purchase from Mexico earlier in the year. So I would really like to see the report day high in December corn of 367 and three quarters violated on a close today, and for that matter, the January beans report day high 868 and a half violated as well. That would, both of those numbers would be very welcome, especially for the short-term seller out there that wants to get some corn and beans sold before he goes into the Christmas holiday.
Are you of a mind that corn can go ahead and rally, but that beans may stay put?
I don't think that we could do much in terms of a corn rally without the beans supporting, because I think that one of the things that we'll talk about next week in more detail is we are getting to that time period where we need to balance the acres for new crop. And so I think the conventional wisdom in Chicago right now, Todd, is that why should we take corn higher when we know the farmer's holding on to corn, and when we know that if the beans go down in new crop, it's just going to put more pressure on the corn market down the road. And I mean, I'm not saying I don't think I agree with that yet, and I'm not saying I participate in that mindset, but that mindset's starting to develop. And so the bean corn ratio plays a very big role here as we get into the holiday season, maybe more so than normal, because this is the first year in quite a while that we will have a bigger bean ending stocks here in this country to not and therefore not support the corn market.
Looking forward to having you here in the state of Illinois Tuesday and talking with you again later this afternoon.
Sounds good, sir. Have a great day in the meantime.
No, you too. That, of course, is Mike Zuzulo. He's a global commodity analytics and consulting out of Atchison, Kansas, and he will be one of the eight analysts that join us on the stage next week at the Farm Assets Conference. If you haven't picked your ticket up yet, 800-898-1065, farmassetsconference.com. Just go online, willag.org, and get those tickets tickets are 800. Again, 898-1065 if you want to buy it. We will take walk-ins that day, but make sure that you bring $30 in cash, and actually bring it as $30, please, or a check. No credit cards on the day of, but we will take a few walk-ins the day of as well. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock in the Central Time Zone. You're listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. The forecast tells us that we'll have cloudy skies today. It'll be 48 degrees on a calm wind today. Southeast winds at 5 to 7. And then things will start to turn nasty tonight and tomorrow. I'm Todd Gleason.